is to tell you is that the avodah is mutalis alav. It's his responsibility to see to it that it's done. Specifically, his mitzvah. And he doesn't necessarily have to do the actual ma'aseh avodah.
If it's done by Kohen Hagid, it's also good, but it's his requirement, it's his responsibility to supervise all the avodah. This answer, of course, is only presupposing that all year long it's not specifically his responsibility to supervise and oversee all of the avodas hakarbanos. So whose responsibility is it? Korban Sibur is Bez Nagadol's responsibility. The Gemara has a lot. Bez Nagadol has to. Korban Sibur is a mitzvah and a tzibur. That's the responsibility of Klal Yisrael to see to it that the karbanos tzibur are offered. So the Bez Nagadol has to supervise it. Even the karbanos yachid that are offered every day, not the mitzvah of Bez Nagadol. But the mitzvah that's mutelus and all the kohanim together in the Beis Hamikdash, whoever happens to be there, they divide it up in order that it shouldn't be done haphazardly. You have to divide all the kohanim up into mishmaris, and every mishmar does their avodah on a different week. Vadim karam al ha'avos, the Chumash tells you the institution of mishmaris. So it's not necessarily that the avodah is mutelus al ha'kandol. That's how some say that. Only on Shmini v'niluim does Rashi hold that it was mutelus al ha'kandol, and all year long it's not. The pasuk. This is a question whether this is correct. The pasuk in Zechariah Perek Beis, which is found in the Haftarah of Parshas Vahaloisa, in the Haftarah of Shabbos Chanukah, running the same thing, the pasuk says that Yeshua Kohen Gadol, Zechariah Hanavi has a nevuah when he sees Yeshua Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadol at the beginning of the second day Samizah, who is told by the Malach, Koy Amar Hashem Tzvachot. Imis Mishmati Tishmor, the Gamotot Kaldinas, they see the Gam Tishmor as Katsay, right? When Asate Lachamach and Deho on Dimhoilet, you will do your job, then I will reward you. What is his job? Tishmor as Katsay, right? What do you mean Tishmor as Katsay, right? So the Rav said, B'shem Abchayim, that the Pasuk in Zakaria seems to be indicating that it's the responsibility of the Kangol all year long, not only on Yom Kippur. It's his responsibility all year long to supervise all our Krovas HaKrovonis. That you can't make such a distinction between Shmini and Milun and otherwise. Yes?
I just want to sit in your chair.
Are you good? Are you so comfortable? Take off your jacket. So this is the question. If this is the problem with the Rashi and Yuma. What do you do with this Rashi and Yuma? He says that the Avodah Shmini and Milun was Mutelus Alah. What does he mean? What does he mean Mutelus? Mutelus means that it's, he has to supervise it. You have to supervise the avodah. Good parts of Shavua. Does it mean that it's the responsibility of Aaron to supervise the avodah, but he doesn't necessarily have to do the actual avodah? And all year long, it's not necessarily the responsibility of the Kohen Gadol. Or does that this? Does Rashi mean to say that all year long it's his responsibility to supervise, but on Shemini he has to do the actual avodah? In which case, we find it difficult because of the pasuk Vayamtzi. This is a problem. When else do you need a Kohen Gadol davke to do the Hakrovas HaKorbanos? Aside from Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and aside from the possibility of Shmini v'Miluim, the problematic Rashi, when else do you need davke Kohen Gadol? Par HaLamdav Shal Tzibur, and the Par Kohen Mashiach is a problem. In Parshas Vayikra, when it says that the Kohen Gadol doesn't avere, so you have to bring a carbon, so it says that he brings the carbon himself. And it says when Bnei Yisrael, when the Rov HaTzibur doesn't avere, so it says that he brings. Din Kol Adas Yisrael Yishgu, in Perek Dalim Vayikra, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Din Kol Adas Yisrael Yishgu, V'nelam Dalim Yene HaKol, that's Par Halav Navish HaTzibur. So it says, V'hevi HaKoyen HaMashiach Midam HaPor Elo Amoy. It says the Koyen HaMashiach does the HaKrovus HaKorban, Kohen Gadol. Then it says, Hashem Nosri Yechto. And after that it says, where's the Kohen Gadol? Before that. Ima Kohen HaMashiach Yechto V'Yashma Sohom. So it says, V'lokach HaKohen HaMashiach Midam HaPor. It says, when you have a power Kohen Gadol, it says that he does the avoidance himself. The Rashi and Megillah, and Rashi and Kiddushin later learn that the avoidance must be done, dafka, as it says in the Chumash, dafka by the Kohen Gadol. Rashi learns that that's pshat in the Mishnah Megillah. Ain bein koin mashiach l'koin hamruba b'dgarim. There are two kinds of Kohen Gadol. In the Bayis Rishon, up until the Bayis Rishon, they had a Kohen Gadol who was Moshuach b'shem and Amishcha. And then Yoshio HaMelech was going, towards the end of the Bayis Rishon, he was going to the Shem and Amishcha in the basement together with the Tzimtenes Amon And together with the Yarum and the Luchai, the Gemara says it was going as a whole bunch of things. After he was going as a Shemin HaMishcha, how do you make a Kohen Gadol? How do they have for 400 years, for 500 years, however long, how do they have Bayi Sheni? How do they have a Kohen Gadol? How do they do that Avodah Shem HaKippur? So the Gemara learns out from Sukkim that you can have another kind of a Kohen Gadol, like Kohen HaMeruvah B'Bgadim. He can become a Kohen Gadol, he can become this Kaddish B'Kohen HaGdolah by wearing the Shemin HaGdolah, by wearing the big day Kohen HaGdolah. So the Mishnah says in Megillah, is there any difference between the two? A Kohen Meruvah B'Gadim as opposed to a Kohen HaMashiach B'Shemin HaMishcha? So the Mishnah says yes, that the Kohen HaMashiach B'Shemin HaMishcha is slightly on a higher Madrega of Kedusha Kohen HaGdolah. Ein be Kohen HaMashiach B'Kohen Meruvah B'Gadim Elo Par Habo Al Kol HaMitzvah. What does that mean? So Rashi learns that the Par Habo Al Kol HaMitzvah is the Par Halam Novashol Tzibur, the Avodah must be done by the Kohen Gadol, as it says. It says that the Kohen Gadol has to do the Avodah. So that Avodah can only be done by the Kohen HaMashiach B'Shemin HaMishcha. It says HaKohen HaMashiach. But the Kohen HaMeruvah B'Gadim, even though Yitaka has the status of the Kohen Gadol, is not kosher to do the Avodah Sakarbonis on the Par Hel of Novashal Tzibur. And Tais is there in his Kiddushin as well, the end of the first paragraph of Kiddushin disagrees with Rashi. And they say it's a nice Pasuk. The Pasuk Mamish says B'Famous that you need the Kohen Gadol by the Par Kohen Gadol. And by the far Helam Davishal Tziva, but this is raw. And both Psukim comment, Yachol, one would think that it's only Kohen Gadol. Tamalayma that it's not, that it even applies to a Kohen Hedyon. So the Sifra says that the Pasuk is Labdavka. I said, why does it say that? So this is a Sifra Dash in some kind of a Joshua. So it's a Machlekes Lamais, it's a Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. And Taisus quotes the Sifra that the Rashi is wrong. And the Mishnah that says in Megillah, Ein Bein Kohen Moshiach, or Kohen Hamruba, B'Gorim Elo, Par Habu, Al Kol HaMitzvah, means a different thing. This din a par kain hamashiach. If the Kohen Gadol is machal Shabbos b'shegig, he has to bring a special carbon, a par or zohar, instead of a kizba or seira, like anybody else who does any achil Shabbos b'shegig. That special din a par kain mashiach only applies if he's a kain hamashiach. If he's a Kohen Gadol who is mashuach b'shemen hamishcha, but if he's a kain who's a meruba b'gadim, he doesn't have this status. He has a slightly lower level of kedushas kohen gadol. That's the Taisus learns stuff. But lamaisa when a kain, let's say. When the Kohen HaMashiach sins with Chilul Shabbos B'Shegig and he has to bring parabol, Kol HaMitzvahs, he doesn't have to do the Avodah himself. He just pays for the carbon. Then he can have a Kohen Hedyot do the Avodah. The only time you need a Kohen Gadol, Taisus says, is on a Yom Kippur. All year long, you don't need a Kohen Gadol. And even the carbon that the Kohen Gadol offers every day, the Chavite Kohen Gadol that he brings, Machtzisa B'Beik and Machtzisa B'Erev, he doesn't have to do the Avodah. He just has to pay for it. He's the Baal HaKorban. Baal HaKorban means that he pays for it. And it's Korban his behem, the Minchas Chavit. But it's not that he has to do the Avodah. That's the Machlokes, it's Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos quotes the Sifra. Mishnah means, only a Kohen HaMashiach B'Shemin HaMishcha can become Mechuyif to bring a Par Kohen Gadol. And a Kohen HaMeruvah B'Gadim cannot become Mechuyif to bring a Par Kohen Gadol. But the Kohen HaMashiach who becomes Mechuyif to bring a Par Kohen Gadol doesn't have to do the actual Hakrovin himself. The Kohen Hagid can do the Avodah also. It's based on that Mishnah in Megillah that says that there's a difference between the two kinds of the Kohen Gadol. There's the Kohen HaMashiach B'Shemin HaMishcha and the Kohen HaMeruvah B'Gadim, and the Kohen HaMashiach B'Shemin HaMishcha has a slightly higher level of Kedusha Kohen Gadol. Based on that the Gemara the Mishnah tells us in Nazir, what if the Kohen Gadol is walking on the street all by himself and he bumps into a Meis Mitzvah and there's nobody around to take care of the Meis Mitzvah? So the Gemara learns out from Sukkim that the Kohen Gadol is Metamik in the Meis Mitzvah. How is it possible the Kohen Gadol walks all by himself? Problem. Kohen Gadol is a big man. It's like saying the President of the United States walks by himself. It's not a problem. But that's the Mishnah writes a theoretical din. Never happened. Mishnah writes theoretical. But then the Mishnah says, what if the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot are walking together in the street and they bump into the Meis Mitzvah? So who should be Metame? You only need one person to be Mekabe the Meis Mitzvah. Who should be Mekabe the Meis Mitzvah? The Kohen Gadol or the Kohen Hedyot? They're both forbidden to be Metame to Meis other than the Zayin Krovim. And they're both permitted to be Metame to Meis Mitzvah. So the Mishnah says, no, let the Kohen Hedyot be Metame rather than the Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Hedyot's Kedusha is lower than that of the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol's Dinim, that forbid him to be Metame to Meis, are more severe than, more common than the Kohen Hedyot. But right, the Kohen Gadol is not even permitted to be Metame to Zayin Krovim. The Kohen Hedyot has that Heter. So even though now it's not one of the Zayin Krovim, it's only a Meis Mitzvah. As far as Meis Mitzvah is concerned, okay, they're both equal. The Mishnah says, not so. They both have the same heter, but the Easter of the Kohen Hedyot that's being Nidche, Agdei the heter of Kavod Abrius, the Makom Meis Mitzvah is an easier Easter. So there's a din of Hakala Kal Tchila. Whenever you have to violate an Avera, so you violate the lesser of the two evils. You violate the lesser Avera, namely the Kohen Hedyot. Then the Mishnah goes further and says, Nazir, that what happens if you have two Kohen Gadols walking in the street? You can have two Kohanim Gadolim of Asan. And one of them happens to be Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha, and one is a Meruvah B'Gadol. How do you have that trick? It means when Yoshiyahu was going in B'Shem and Amishcha. So the fellow who was just Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha last year, or 10 years ago, or 20 years ago, whatever it was, so he's still a Kohen Gadol, he's still alive. And then he's an old man, he retired. He doesn't forfeit his Kedushas Kunav Gadol, and then they have to get a younger man to take over the Kunav Gadol. And there's no Shem HaMishcha. It's locked up in the basement of the Beis HaMikdash. So you have to make the new Kohen Gadol on Mashiach HaMeruvah B'Gadim. So you have these two Kohanim Gadolim, I'm walking in the street together. Mashiach B'Shem HaMishcha and the Kohen HaMeruvah B'Gadim. So theoretically, Hechatimson, the days of the Yoshiyahu HaMelech, what would be the deen if they're both walking in the street together? And they bump into the Meis Mitzvah. So which Kohen Gadol should be Mitameh to the Meis Mitzvah? So the Mishnah says, you would have said that the one is retired. The one is retired. He's not doing any avodah anyway. The guy is functioning. He has to be in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah says, no. Just to be reversed. The one is retired has a higher level of Kedusha. Because he was Mashiach B'Shem and Amishra. And the one who's the new one is only Meruvah B'Gadim. So he has a slightly lower level of Kedusha Kunah G'dayla. Where do you get this from? That the Meruvah B'Gadim has a slightly lower level of Kedusha Kunah G'dayla. That's based on that Mishnah Megillah that the Mishnah bases on the Pasuk in Vayikra. This halacha that ain't bein koin hamashiach b'shem and amishcha l'koin hamruba with regard to melo par habal kol hamitzvah, whatever it means, whether you learn like Rashi or you learn like this is based on the sifra, whatever it means, it indicates that there's a slightly lower level of kedushas kunah g'dayla for the koin hamruba with regard. Why does the Mishnah list the case? It's such an abstract, it's never going to come up. Just to give you the klolim. What the klolim are, you always try to do. Akal, akal, tigl. The Mishnah lists a lot of things. The Mishnah named Bain, yeah? Mishnah says there's an afkinim, yeah? Ain Bain, Kainam Rubat Gorn, Kainam Shef Misham and Amishka, Elo, Par Habu, Al Kol Amitzah. Oh, why doesn't it list about who's Metamei? I mean, that's not a din. They're both not allowed to be mitamei l'meisim. They both have the exact same din, except when there's a thought of which one of them should be mitamei. They say that this is an isakal in comparison to the other one, which is slightly more chomer. Akal akal tchila, you measure with slight shades of chumer and kula. It's important to know what's more chomer than what. No. He retains the same level of Kedusha Kunah G'dayla. It just doesn't function. But he has the same level of Kedusha Kunah G'dayla. The Pasuk says that on Shmini Lemiluim, two out of the four sons of Aaron died. Nadav Aviv died. And Elazar ben Itamar were left alive. Welcome to America. Shalom. So the Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu warns Aharon and his children that they're not allowed to go out of Pesach HaMoed Lo Yetzeu Pen Tamusu. They're not permitted to leave the Beis HaMikdash. How come they're not permitted to leave the Beis HaMikdash? So this is really an extension of the thing that we find later in Parshas Emor. Chumash tells us in Emor that neither a Kohen nor a Kohen Gadol is permitted to be Mitami L'meis, except that the Kohen Hedyut has a Heter and a Mitzvah. He's obligated to be metami himself to the Zayin Krovim. Read that pasuk. Second pasuk. Kim l'sheira korvei lov liyav l'lima l'vnor l'vito l'yochad etc. Lo yitamo. So the Gemara has a machlokes where the Akiva Rabbi Shmuel lo yitamo where the means a chayvo. Lo yitamo means the rishus. It's optional. So we pass the lo yitamo means that it's a chayvo like Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara said it's man by shenid. He used to pass like Rabbi Akiva. Tanoim is man by Shein in the Beis HaMikdash, passed like Rabbi Akiva. That lo yitamo is a chayv. It was always an ongoing machlekes. Rabbi Akiva and Mishmol, but after the Churban Abay, they had the same machlekes in the Dogi Patk and Baita like Rabbi Akiva. And the Kohen Gadol is not permitted to be mitami to the Zayin Krovim either. The only heter they both have in common is Meismitz. Then the Pasuk says regarding a Kohen Gadol. So that's one difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot regarding Tum. That the Kohen Hedyot is permitted and obligated to the mitame to the Zayin Krovim, not only to the Meis Mitzvah. The Kohen Gadol is forbidden the mitame to the Zayin Krovim, only to the Meis Mitzvah. Then there's another difference between the two. It says regarding the Kohen Gadol, "Vakol nashis meis lo yavo le'avrim lo yitamo," but his father died, the mother of the Kohen Gadol died. So it says doesn't matter. He's not allowed to be mitame. Umin hamigdush lo yete. He's not permitted to leave the Beis HaMikdash. Mikdash means the Beis HaMikdash. Min HaMikdash is a question. Min HaMikdash lo yaitre. V'lo yichalel leif mikdash alakav. What do you mean v'lo yichalel? So he could learn pshad. V'lo yichalel. He should not leave the Beis HaMikdash and he should not defile. He should not be mevazeh the Beis HaMikdash. He should not be mevazeh. But the Gemara says that it doesn't mean that. It means v'lo yichalel and he will not be mevazeh. Lo yichalel is not allowed. If he says he's not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash in order that he should not be mevazeh the Beis HaMikdash, not defile the Kedushas HaMikdash, then it's a lot. Lo yichalel, he shouldn't be mevazeh. But the Gemara says it doesn't mean that. The Gemara says lo yichalel means he will not be mechalel the avoda. It means that an oinen who does avoda, an oinen means number one before the Kfuras HaMeis. And then number two, even after Kfuras HaMeis, let's say the person dies at 9 o'clock in the morning and the Kfura is 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So the din is that the relatives are still considered oinenim, the defect of his din deraisa, until the end of the day. And they're not permitted to do avodas hakarbonos, they're not permitted to eat karbonos, and they're not permitted to eat ma'aser sheni. That's called an oinen. That's the din of aninim. And the night following also, the night after, let's say the kfura was, the ptira was 9 o'clock in the morning, the kfura was 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and even that night, until the next morning, alois hashachar, they're also not permitted to do any haktaris in murim in the Beis HaMikdash. They're not permitted to eat any korbanos, they're not permitted to eat ma'aser sheni. And that night, following the Yom HaAninus, that's Aninus Laila, that's Machlokes, but Aninus Laila is the Raisa de Rabbanan. That's the whole sugya in Zvachim Daf Kuf. But Aninus Laila, the Laila following the Yom of the Nisan, the Gvura, whether that's the Raisa de Rabbanan.
If a person died in the morning, so that day is he's an Onen?
With respect to these dinim, right. With respect to these dinim, he's an Onen the whole day, even after the Kfura. Even though the Kfura has already occurred, he still has a dinim.
So if he was Nikvah in the afternoon, so his Aninus goes until Shkir?
No, the Aninus goes until Alos HaShachar. But from the Shkir till Alos HaShachar, the night following the Yom, is a Machlokes Tanoim, whether Aninus Laila is the Raisa de Rabbanan.
But the next day, certainly not.
The next day, certainly not. Right. So next day is available. The Aninus would consist of these three dinim d'oraisa. He's not permitted to be makir korbanos, he's not permitted to eat korbanos, not permitted to eat ma'aser sheni. Not permitted to eat ma'aser sheni is a pasuk in Dvarim. Lo di'ar to the man in the farm, he has to say, le'achal to the oil in the man. In the vigui ma'aser, the farmer has to say, I didn't eat the ma'aser sheni by Aninus. I did all the mitzvahs as I was required to, I didn't eat the ma'aser sheni by Aninus. From this pasuk we learn that the kohen is not permitted to do hakrovas hakorbanos by Aninus. And from our parsha we learn, from parsha Shmini we learn that the kohen is not permitted to eat. He says, "V'achalti chatos hayom ha'ita v'yena Hashem am I permitted to eat chatos?" But the kren oisi koela, I'm an oinim today. Oinim are not permitted to eat korbanos. So all the three dinim are found in the Chumash. Oinim is not allowed to eat korbanos in Parshas Shmini. But the kren oisi koela, "V'achalti chatos hayom am I permitted to eat baninim?" And then the pasuk over here says, then the pasuk in Varm says, "Lo yachalti v'yoinim imenu," that the oinim is not permitted to eat ma'aser sheni. And the third pasuk in Parashat Samar, the Gemara quotes all the pesukim in the sugya there in Zvachim on Daf Kuf. The third pasuk says that the kohen gadol whose father or mother dies is not permitted to be mitame to them. Not like a kohen hagid has a mitzvah lo yitame, he's obligated to be mitame to the zayin kreivim. Kohen gadol is forbidden to be mitame even to the zayin kreivim. Min hamikdash lo yeti is not permitted to leave the Beis HaMikdash. He should continue to do the hakrovas hakorbanos. The lo yichalel is mikdash alakov. He's the kohen gadol. He will not be mechalel the avoda. So the implication is clear that if a kohen hagid would have done the avoda, he would have been mechalel the korbanos. If an oinen does avoda, not only is he forbidden from doing the avoda will be possible to the eved, will be avodas mechalelus. But if the kohen gadol does the avoda, it says v'lo yichalel at ha'haftoch, it's not allowed. He will not be mechalel the hakrovas hakorbanos. It will be kosher. It will be kosher not only to the eved, it will be kosher l'chatchil also. He's tried to continue doing the hakrovas hakorbanos. In the Gemara in Yuma, the first parak you have, and the Mishnah Melech talks about it on the Rambam and the Bias Migdash, I think it's Parak Beis. Mishnah Melech has a taisvis to the Rambam that the din is only if the Kohen Gadol is holding in the middle of an avoda, he should continue that doing that avoda. Or if he started getting ready, then he should do the avoda. But he shouldn't, if he already finished and he has a break, then he shouldn't, if he's anointed, then he shouldn't pick up something to do an avoda. So Mishnah Melech says he thinks that's only the Rabbanah. He can't understand that should be a din deraisa, that it makes a difference whether he picked up the klisharis to go do the kabbalas adam or didn't pick up the klisharis. Why should that make a difference on a level of deraisa? Must be it's only a gzera de Rabbanah Shema Yoichal. If you allow the kohen gadol to be makriv vaninis, and the din is that the kohen gadol is makriv vainin, then oichal oinin. The kohen gadol is permitted to be makriv korbanos during aninis, but he's not permitted to eat korbanos while he's in Einim, as the Pasuk says in Shmini. The Kohen Gadol himself says it's not permitted to eat Banimis. He only had to have the Kohen Gadol is v'lo yichalel is mikdash alakod. If he does the avodah, it's kosher. He's allowed to do the avodah. So with the Rabbanon, he says, Mishnah Melech explains that the Rabbanon, apparently all the Tanoim agree there, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, they all agree in Yuma, Daf Yigimel, that they made it. There the Rabbanon, we don't allow the Kohen Gadol to be makriv v'ayinu gzeir Hashem v'yocholayim. So they say, if he's in the middle of the avodah, so we tell him finish up the avodah and that's all. We allow him to finish that avodah. But to do another avodah is awesome in the Rabbanon. But when I tell you, the Mishnah Melech thinks that it's all mutter. To do avodah all day long is mutter to the Kohen Gadol. So the pasuk says, "Min amigdash lo yetsay." What does it mean, "Min amigdash lo yetsay"? So the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that the Kohen Gadol, whose father or mother died, so they're having a funeral. So the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to participate in the same way that the Kohen Hedi does. He's not permitted to be mitami to the mason. But what if he wants to follow the Yoram? What if he wants to follow the Yoram until it goes to the Beis HaKfar? So the Beis HaKfar is going to be outside of Yerushalayim. So the Rambam says the Kohen Gadol is not permitted to leave Yerushalayim. He doesn't tell you the reason why, but that's what the Rambam says. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to leave Mitzvah, that he must have a home, he has to live in Yerushalayim. We discussed the Kasha with Dachwein and talk about Matis Yo, lived in Modin. Akin Matis Yo, I've been to Kohen Gadol. If he lived in Modin, Modin is on the outskirts, pretty far away from Yerushalayim. Mishnah himself tells you exactly how far Min HaModim V'Lefnim. It takes a half a day to get from Modin. It takes a half a day to travel by foot from Modin to Yerushalayim. Quite a distance. Well, it takes 5 minutes by car, by helicopter, whatever, but by foot, it more than takes a half a day. The hacker, that's what our friend discussed. How can Matis Yo have lived, Matis Yo and all the Hashmonam, they all lived in Modin. How can he live in Modin if he was in Kohen Gadol? Unless maybe he wasn't the Kohen Gadol. We say Matis Yo ben Yochanan in Kohen Gadol. Who is the Kohen Gadol, Matis Yo or Yochanan? The question, but the Rambam writes that the Kohen Gadol has to live in Yerushalayim. So one of the sources for the Rambam, we don't know yet the reason. The Minhas Chinuch talks about what's the reason. But the Mishnah perhaps is a source for the Rambam. Mishnah says in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, that's the first Mishnah in the second paragraph in Sanhedrin. The title of the second paragraph in Sanhedrin is Kohen Gadol. That's also the title of a paragraph in Nazir. Usually it shouts to know two prokim. It's very rare that you have two prokim at the same name. So here it's a quirk that you have two prokim at the same name. Both of them are called Perek Kohen Gadol. One is in Sanhedrin and one is in Nazir. So the Mishnah says, what if the Kohen Gadol loses his father or his mother? So Rav Yudah says, Eino yetzeh min amigdosh. He's not allowed to leave the Beis Hamikdash. It says, min amigdosh lo yetzeh. Not only is he not permitted to be mitami to the Ovidim, he's not even permitted to follow the funeral procession at all. Kolikar, not at all. And Rav Meir disagrees. Rav Meir says, no, that he shouldn't come too close. He's not permitted to be mitami to the Zayin Kareim. He's permitted to follow the ceremony, the funeral, if he wants to. But he should stay a block behind. Ad Kesach Sharhuir, till they get to the end of Yerushalayim. When they leave, when the procession leaves Yerushalayim to bear the name, then he has to stay behind. The Mishnah seems to imply that he's not allowed to leave Yerushalayim. This perhaps is the source for the Ramah. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to leave Yerushalayim. The question is, why not? That's a different question. That's what the Minhag Chinuch gives the whole beer. He quotes one of his Talmidim, gave a nice, beautiful pshat. What the story, why that should be so? Why the Rambam holds this din? Why should the Mishnah say such a din that the Kohen Gadol has to leave Yerushalayim, is not allowed to leave?
Can't ever leave Yerushalayim?
Yeah. This is his mitzvah, the Rambam. This is his mitzvah to be in Yerushalayim. Why should it be a mitzvah that he should be in Yerushalayim in the court? That's what the Minhag Chinuch quotes of Shas. Minhag Chinuch says b'kitzur, he says he didn't know why. And one of his Talmidim suggested, and he gives his name, and he says he thinks that's the right shot. There's a din that the Kohen Gadol has to pay every day for the Minchas Chavitin, Machtzisa Baboyk, Machtzisa Ba'eretz. He doesn't have to do the Hakrovim, but he has to be the Bala Korban. So in effect, what you say is that every day, the Kohen Gadol is Makri the Korban. He's the Bala Korban. And the din is that anytime anybody is paying for a Korban, he's told Lina. He has to stay overnight in Yerushalayim till the next morning. That's a Gemara. You don't need it anytime anybody brings any carbon in the Beis Hamikdash. Anybody brings any carbon once a year, twice a year, a few times a year. The Kohen Gadol brings the carbon every single day. So he always has to stay in Yerushalayim till the next morning. The next morning, if he wants, he can take a walk outside until they bring his Minchas Chavitin in the morning. Once they bring his morning Minchas Chavitin for him, then he has to stay in Yerushalayim till the next morning. He can only leave Yerushalayim for a short period of time after Amud HaShachar until the Makriv, his morning Minchas Chavitin for him. And then he's right to Ton Lina, then he has to stay in Yerushalayim.
How long is Lina?
Lina means all day long, overnight till Alois HaShachar.
Panisa
v'abayke v'halachta li'oy halach. Anybody brings a carbon has to stay till the next morning.
And from the second part, the women must have eaten the makrif later. So that doesn't go 24 hours. It also goes till the morning.
Yeah. He brings two carbonas today. So once he brings the one in the morning, he's ton lina. Then the afternoon is like a ton lina. So he has to stay till the morning. Till Alois HaShachar, he has to stay. Yeah, he has a short time. So the Rambam doesn't say he's never allowed to leave. The Rambam just says he has to have a home in Yerushalayim and he has to live in Yerushalayim. So the Minchas Chinuch says that's why, because it's ton lina.
And what if, according to this, if you think that
right, but he's no longer paying for the korbanos, right? Then he can do something else.
Did
my coin
the
same also? No, the Muhammad doesn't bring these minchas chavitas.
Even though he's
a
chassid.
Only the korbanos bring these minchas chavitas.
Anybody, it's just the coin got all charged, rather than anybody that has a solution to
coin. Right, only the one who's bringing the korbanos, only the one who's paying for the korbanos. Right. So the Mishnah has a machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. How do you learn pshat in the pasuk from Min Hamigdol Shlo Yetsay? Rav Yehuda Allah for Rav Yehuda. We pass from Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda says, we'll say his sheet the first. Rav Yehuda says, "Ena Yetsay Min Hamigdol." He's not allowed to leave the base Hamigdol. The pasuk says in Emor, "Min Hamigdol Shlo Yetsay." He's not allowed. The word Migdol means base Hamigdol. And Rav Meir disagrees. He says, "No, Migdol Shosav La Yetsay." Min Hamigdol Shlo Yetsay means he's not permitted to leave his dushes kuna gdoilo. Taich. Usually the word Migdash means Migdash. He says no. Rameh says, Men Amigdash Leyetze, the Kangal is not permitted to leave his Dushas for the Gdoilo. So therefore, we don't allow him to come too close to the funeral procession. He should stay a block or two behind. That's how Rameh learns Pshat in the poem. It's interesting, there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvos regarding Rav Yehuda Shita. That's how we pass from Rameh, Rav Yehuda, Allah, Rav Yehuda. We pass on Rav Yehuda. That the Kangaroo is not permitted to leave the Beis HaMikdash at all. So the Rambam quotes the Dinman, HaMikdash Liyeti, he's not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash. And the Raive and the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvos disagrees with the Rambam. And he thinks the Rav Yehuda, Shita the Mishnah, is only a Gzeir of the Rabbana. That Menatei Rav Yehuda also agrees that Pshat is like Rameya. Mikdushasa Liyeti. Men HaMikdash Liyeti means Mikdushasa Liyeti. And it's only a Gzeir of the Rabbanan that we don't allow him to leave the Beis HaMikdash Kolika. Because we're afraid that he'll come too close to the Aron and he'll be metame himself. Aye, but the Mishnah says the Seirish in the name of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda Omer. First they quote Rav Meir that he can go after the funeral procession, but he has to go a block or two behind until they get to the Pesach Shar Ho'ir. Then he's not allowed to follow at all because he has to stay in Yerushalayim all the time. And Rav Yehuda disagrees and he says that Yitzman Amigdash Mishum Shenemem and Amigdash LeYitzay. So he's quoting the pasuk. So it sounds like his Bam is giving a different shot in the pasuk. So the Achrayim point out no. This is not a kasha on the Ramban. If anything, it's a right of the Ramban. Because it's an interesting deal. You have to check it out in Ganshas. Because there's a difference between Shenemar and Mishum Shenemar. Whatever it says Shenemar means it's a din deraisa Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk. Whatever it says Mishum Shenemar means that it's a din deraban and a gzeira otu what it's written in the Chumash. Mishum Shenemar. This is a cloud that Achronim have. They say over here it says Mishum Shenemar min amigdush leyetze faket from the Loshon HaMishneh. Is a diuk. The mashmoros ha'aloshin implies, like the Ramban, that it's only a gzera de rabbanon. And a yetsim and amigdash at all, mishum shenemar min amigdash liyetze. Mishum shenemar, because it's a din migdash also liyetze. So the Chacham made a gzera de rabbanon that he's not allowed to go at all. But the Rambam doesn't learn like that. The Rambam learns the Rav Yehuda Shita, and there are two girsas. There's another girsa in the Mishnah that it doesn't say mishum shenemar. In our Gemara, it says mishum shenemar. And other Gemaras have the girsa in the Mishnah that it says shenemar. So the Rambam perhaps had the other gears and he holds that it's a real din derais. Min amigdash liyet is a din derais. So the Rambam learns that that's the pshat in the pasuk in this week's seder as well. It says in Parsha Shmini, after they die, not the Babiu die, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Aharon and Elazar Yisamar, Mipesach ol moed lo yiseitzu pen tamusa. What kind of a din is that? What is that? A hayroah shor? It doesn't apply to Doris. And on this special occasion, Shalala Arbis and Chasa Shalmakom, they're not permitted to leave the Pesach Oil Moy. Or is this a Din Ladoris? So the Rambam says no. The Rambam quotes in Yara Hazok and Hilchos Biasmik. This is a Din Ladoris. This is the same thing as is written later on in Parsha Samar. And says, Amin Amigdash Lo Yetzei, that the Kohen Gadol is not permitted to leave the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam learns Pshat like Rav Yudin in the Mishnah, Min Amigdash means Kipshut, and not means Bishat Alayet. It means not allowed to leave the Beis Amigdash. But the Rambam says that's what it means over here also. Mi Pesach Almoy Loi Seik to Pentamuz. I the Kash is, but they were not Kohanim Gidoyim. Aaron was a Kohen Gadol. And Loz of Yisama were Kohanim had Yoytim. So here there's a Machloik, is the Rambam and the Rambam, what do you do with this problem? What do you do with this thing? The Sifro says Mefurish on this pasuk that if not Ohayra Shor, that it applies to the Doros. The Rambam and the Raivi both quote the Sifro, but they argue what Pshat is in the Sifro, what's the punchline. So the Rambam learns Pshat, Uminayin Afilu the Doros, that it applies both to a Kohen Gadol and to a Kohen Hedyo, because Aaron was a Kohen Gadol and Bonavu Kohanim had Yoitim. And the pasuk says, Mipesach Hamoy Lo Seik, so they're not permitted to leave the Beis Hamikdash, which means both Kohanim Gedolim and Kohanim had Yoitim. How can it be they're not permitted to leave the Beis Hamikdash? The Kohen Hedyo is mechuyev to be metamei to the Zayin Kohen. He has to go to the funeral. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to go to the Levaya. But the Kohen Hedyo has a chiyuv lo yitama. That's what the Rav asks on the Rama. Kohen Hedyo and the Kohen Gadol all the same, they're not allowed to leave the Beis Hamikdash. Tanisa with a misa b'dei shamay. So the Rav asks, Amar Avram, came in shehu chayv mehisabel alav, he has to sit shiva. The Kohen Hedyo has to sit shiva. He has to go be metamei to the mace. Lo meino yoytze. Vada yoytze umetami bal korchoi. He has to be metami to the mace, and even if he doesn't want to, the Gemara says in Zvachim metami knows the bal korchoi. Lo yitama with they pass mizman by Yisheni like Rabbi Akiva. There it's a chayva. How can the Rambam say he's not permitted to leave? So the Kesef Mishnah points out that if you read the Rambam again, you read the Rambam slowly, he doesn't say he's not allowed to leave the whole shiva. He's not allowed to leave it all. No, the Rambam explains what he's talking about very clearly. It's not hidden. In fact, he says the Kesef Mishnah says a pele. He doesn't understand. He doesn't understand what the kash is. The Rambam says what he's talking. The Rambam writes per beis aloche hey and bias migdash koin sheyotam and amigdash b'shasa avoida chayiv nis. If the koin starts any given avoida and it's his responsibility to finish it, and he just drops it and he leaves it in the middle, they call out guy mincha. They call out the television program is on or whatever. There's an interview with the president on television, whatever. And he runs out, just leaves the korban, and then he runs down, lets another koin take over. So the pasuk says that there's an einish misa b'dei shamayim. Where is this pasuk? He says this is the pasuk. Mipesach hamay lo seitzu pentel musa. This is the pasuk that if the koin is holding in the middle of an avoida, he has to stay till he finishes the avoida. What avoida were they in the middle of over here? They had to stay pesach hamay. That was their mitzvah. By the yimei hamilum, they had to stay there all the time. So this din applies even the doros. This is what says minayin the rabbis the doros talmudlam. They have a rigvoy. So it not only applies as a hayruah shor to this avoid of sitting there pesach almoed all 7 days. It applies to doros to any kohen who's in the middle of any given avoida. He's in the middle of an avoida, he's not permitted to leave the Beis Hamikdash.
Even if he becomes an oneh.
Right. Even if he becomes an oneh, but then he becomes an oneh, he's not allowed to finish the avoida. So he has to stop doing the avoida, give it over to a different kohen, and he should stay there on the side till the other kohen finishes. When the other kohen finishes, then he's allowed to go. Then he's obligated to go to the levayis and to be mitami himself. And if he doesn't want to, we'll kick him out of the Beis Hamikdash. He has to stay till the other fellow finishes the avoda.
And that was the din.
That's what the Rambam tells us. No, by Bnei Aaron, the din was that their avoda was to be there the whole time. Pesach Hamoed Lo Seitzu. So their avoda was. Usually, avoda means that you have the dam and you have to do the halacha and the zrika. So when you finish the zrika, then you're finished. Or you're in the middle of doing something, so you have to finish it until you're finished, and then you can leave. Here, their avoda consisted of just sitting there, yom v'alayla, just to sit there. That was their avoda. So they had to stay there the whole time. They weren't allowed to leave in the middle of their avoda. The Rambam writes down the whole thing. Koyin shiyotzam in amigdash b'shasa avoda b'lvad chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. It's not misa b'dei, misa b'dei shemayim. Bein koyin gadol, bein koyin hegyot shenemar olam pesach ha'amoy lo seitzu pen tamusa. That's the pasuk in Parsha Shmini. Doesn't mean Pesach HaMoed not to leave the Beis HaMikdash. Kolaymer, the Rambam says, you're not permitted to leave in the middle of the Avodah. And here the Avodah was to sit there straight for the whole day, to sit there the whole time. The Chayim Zeshenem of the Kohen Gadol, what it says in Parshas Amor, Min HaMikdash Lo Yetze, Ein Ha'elo D'Shasa Avodah Bavad. The Rambam is reinterpreting the other pasuk also. So it doesn't mean the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to go out at all. Min HaMikdash Lo Yetze, Ein Ha'yotze Klal. No, it only goes on Shas HaAvodah. Shaloi B'Shas HaAvodah, the Rambam also agrees the Kohen Gadol. The Ramban said on that Mishnah in Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Ches Min Aleph that just like Rav Meir learns Pshat Min HaMikdash Lo Yetze, Mikdusha Asa Lo Yetze. So the Torah is telling us the Kohen Gadol should be careful not to come near the Nifter. So you should go a block or two behind the kvura, behind the levaya, behind the levaya. So Rabbi Yudah, who disagrees and says, "Eino yetsim and amigdush kolikah," Rabbi Yudah is a gzeira de rabbanon. It's not a din de raisa. Rabbi Yudah also learns pshat migdushos lo yetsim. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah disagrees and he says, "No, and amigdush lo yetsim." Rabbi Yudah is a real din de raisa. It's not allowed to be the base amigdush. But the Rambam is makel. On the other hand, the Rambam says it only goes b'shas aveda. Shlo b'shas aveda, there is also no din de raisa that the kain gadol is not allowed to leave the base amigdush. So let's say the kain gadol is not doing any aveda. Usually, kain gadol doesn't do any aveda. It's only a yom kippur that he does. All year long, he just pays money. They take his money from his bank account. They take the money to pay for the chavit the kain gadol every day. But he doesn't have to do the hakrovus hakorbanos. So even the Rambam would agree to the Ramban that normally, let's say, if his father or his mother dies, it wouldn't be an Issa deraisa if the Kangol would leave the Beis Hamikdash to follow the procession. It would right only be a Zer and the Rabban and Shema, he'll be in the Tami to the Mace. It wouldn't be an Issa deraisa. The Issa deraisa, the Rambam writes in the Furish, in Kerek Beis Halacha, Hei and Beis Hamikdash is only to leave with the Emsa HaVoida. So the Rambam asks, in Cain, that the din is the same by Kangol and Kanhedio, that neither is permitted to leave the Beis Hamikdash, but Emsa HaVoida. And Shaloi B'Shas HaVoida, Shaloi B'Emsa HaVoida, they may both leave. So why does it write a separate pasuk in Parshas Emor with respect to the Kohen Gadol, if the dinim are exactly the same? Neither is allowed to leave Emsa HaVoida, and both may leave Shaloi B'Shas HaVoida, after the HaVoida is over. In Cain, if Neiman, Nishnis, HaSorah, Zul, the Kohen Gadol. So he answers because of the next line in Parshas Emor. V'lo Yichalol, that's why. It tells you that if he became an Einan, the Kohen is holding in the middle of the HaVoida. So if he's a Kohen Hedyot, he has to stop immediately doing the HaVoida and give it over to someone else. But then even though he stopped and he's not doing the HaVoida actually, he has to stay there till the other fellow finishes the Gemara HaVoida. And if he's a Kohen Gadol, he continues to do the HaVoida himself. I is an Oinen. So the Pasuk says, don't worry. He will not be Mechal of the Korbonis because the Kohen Gadol is Makar HaVoida. That's what the Rambam says, Pshat.
So
the Ravid asks that this doesn't make any sense at all. The Ravid asks Akasha, if the Kohen Hedyot has to stop in the middle of the Avodah, he can't continue. He has to give it over to someone else, to another Kohen. So why does the first Kohen Hedyot have to stand there in the Azorah the whole time while the other one is doing the Avodah? Why is there an Isra on him to leave if he's not doing any Avodah? It's not the Emsa Avodah for him. Seems that you don't. So he says, you don't say like that. The right is kasha. What does he gain by staying there? Tema Godel who's there. What is he standing there for? He's not doing the avodah. Lama ina yetz. And the right rests on the whole Rama. He doesn't understand the whole thing. He says that that pasuk that Amiglish relates is only by the Kohen Gadol. Doesn't apply at all to Kohen Hedyot. I the pasuk here that says, "I'm in Pesach Amayil I say to Pentam Musu." So the Ravid says, no, this was a special din that only applied to the laws of Yisama. As the pasuk continues, Tishem and Mishchas Hashem Aleichem. So the laws of Yisama, although they were Kahanim and Hagyotim, had a Kedusha Skunagdor, because they had Mishich of Hashem and Amishcha. All five of them had Mishich of Hashem and Amishcha, Aaron and his four sons. So the two sons who were living, the laws of Yisama, although they were Kahanim and Hagyotim, they had a Kedusha Skunagdor. So that's why the pasuk gave them this din of a Kohen Gadol, that some didn't like a Kohen Gadol, some didn't like a Kohen Hagyot. That's what the Ravid writes here. Tema Godel who says, Shalai Nema, Osa Pasuk Elo Li Osa Shob Levad She Nimshichu Banot. The Allah Zavi Sama had a Mashiach B'Shem and Amishka. That's why the Pasuk says that they have this Din Dei Raisa that they're not allowed to leave. But there is no Din with Doris at all. There is no Din of leaving them to Havayda Kain Hedyot. Because he doesn't find such a Din before. The Ravid on the Torah's Karnam also has such a comment. He gave to a different Din. The Ramban quotes Karnam. Ramban quotes now from Mishka. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu tell Mishael Bel Sofen to take out Nodavavi? Why didn't he tell Elazar Yisama? Because the Kohen Hedyot is Mitami LeKroivim. But the Ramban quotes in the name of the Ravid on Chumash, also based on the Pasuk, that they had a din, they had a Kedushas Kohen Gadol because they had Mashiach B'Shem Amish. But the Ravid here has a din yet to this din also, Pesach HaMoed, who has B'Yas Midrash, Perek Beis.
The Sufim don't really say or they don't describe the Mashiachas Bnei Aaron so much. Never
does not.
The pasuk says,
"Vayim shachas
Aaron." Never says,
"Vayim shachas." Does it say, "Vayim shachem vayikadesh also"? I'm pretty sure it does.
Might be
back to
Mishkan. pasuk that it says by Yom Shabbos Aaron, it doesn't say so much about Yom Shabbos.
This pasuk says that you had Mashiach of Hashem. This pasuk says that you had Mashiach of Hashem.
It could be that there's
Hazara.
It also doesn't say that. Pretty
sure it says that a few times.
What?
Shachos
Avos.
That doesn't say that they did it.
It says that they did it. Hashem and Mishchas Hashem Aleichem.
When it describes that they were Moshe Aaron, it doesn't describe that.
I don't know.
Okay, so the
Gemara has an interesting comment based on this din that the Kohen Gadol is permitted to be Makir Vayinim. So the Gemara has a din that on Regel, on Yontif, there is no din of Avelus. Because on Yontif is a mitzvah Simcha de Rabin, and Avelus is only an essay de Yochid. So the Gemara says also Yesed the Rabbim of Simchas Yontif Vidochi Yesed the Yochid. The essay of Simchas Yontif is a greater mitzvah essay than the essay of Avela. But the Gemara says that the Kohen Gadol who is Makir Vayinim is because the Kohen Gadol all year long has a din of Yisrael Baregel. That's the Lashon of Gemara. So the Kohen Gadol all year long is Yisrael Baregel Domin. So just like Yisrael Baregel doesn't have a din of Avela, because also Yesed the Rabbim Vidochi Yesed the Yochid, so the Kohen Gadol all year long doesn't have a din of Avelus, and that's why the din is that he's Makir Vayinim. A very interesting tushtam. The Gemara touches up the pshat. Why the Kohen Gadol Makir Vayinim? Because all year long has a din of regal. What's the uptight in the Gemara? So Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole shiur about this. Someone said it over the kitzen on Shabbos afternoon, Parsha Zachar, by the Suda. So there's Rav Soloveitchik had a yisori that the mitzvah of Simcha always is a smachin with Nei Hashem Lakeha. Mitzvah Simcha always depends on the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When are people happy? Some people think that happiness is both. Other people think that happiness is a cigarette. Other people think that happiness is all kinds of other things, all kinds of watching television, amazing. So the Torah tells us, it's Machtan with Nei Hashem Lakeha. The person is only really happy, the Nisham is only really happy when he's in the presence of the Rebbe Nisham, because the Nisham comes from Tachas Kisei HaKadosh. So when the Neshama is again in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Neshama is going to be happy. That's what the Pasuk Torah says. Smachtam lifnei Hashem lakeh. So when is the person lifnei Hashem? So the Torah tells us on Shalosh Ugal, we have a chiyuv, aliyah l'regel. Everybody has to go to the Azara to appear. Yirah kol sucho. That's pnei ha'odin Hashem. Everybody has to come lifnei Hashem. So on Shalosh Ugal, there's a mitzvah simcha because you have to be lifnei Hashem. On Yom Kippur, the Mishnah also says, your aver is separated. The pasuk says it's not a mission. The pasuk says that the aver is separated between man and Hakadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur when he gets mechilas avoinus, so he becomes back in the state of lifnei Hashem. And Rosh Hashanah, that's why in Yom Kippur there's a mitzvah simcha. Mishnah says that Yom Kippur is mevatel shiva, mevatel shloshim, because there is a mitzvah of simcha on Yom Kippur. Then on Rosh Hashanah also there's a mitzvah simcha. Mishnah says also Rosh Hashanah is mevatel shiva, mevatel shloshim. There's a mitzvah simcha. Why? Because the pasuk tells us, you should blow shofar, and tikiya shofar is mala zichron nisayim shal yisrael lifnei avim shebashamayim. And the Gemara says, when you blow shofar anywhere in the world, even the lizikaron kasi ki lifnim domi. Since the whole tachlis of tikiya shofar, the Gemara has a din of mitzvah de laver based on this. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to have a shofar shal koro, because then kategan asa sanege. It's a delicate form. We discussed earlier in Kiddushin. It's a more delicate form of the din of mitzvah b'avir. So the Gemara says, but that only applies in din, only applies in the Kodesh HaKadosh, doesn't even apply outside in the Azor. So the Gemara says, it doesn't matter. When we blow shofar in the war, or one big shofar, we blow shofar, cave into the Zikaron Kosti. Since the blowing shofar, the Mal is Zichron, and the same Shal Yisrael of Ne'avim Sheba Shamayim, ki lefnim domi. It's considered as if we are in the presence of the Shechina in the Kodesh HaKadosh. That's how the Gemara says. So since the idea of Tia Shofar HaShoshana is to bring us with Nei Hashem to the state of being with Nei Hashem, so that's why in Rosh Hashanah there's a mitzvah simcha. So the Gemara gives a lotion. The Gemara says that the Kohen Gadol kol Hashanah ki Yisrael baregel domi. The Kohen Gadol all year long has a mitzvah simcha, like the Jews only have in Shalosh Ugal, and he has a mitzvah simcha all year long. In other words, Kohen Gadol all year long has a chiyuv to be with Nei Hashem. That's where the Rambam got his statement from. And the Rambam writes in Klei HaMikdash, he writes that the mitzvah of the Kohen Gadol is, his function is to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long. Perek Dalad in Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam starts off, HaKohanim Hu Dulu Mechlal HaLevim Ha'Avodas HaKarbonah Shenemar, and Perek A, he says, Kohen Gadol is Miyuk. We have a room and a park in Luchan Bamikdosh, it's the mitzvah of the Kohen Gadol to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long. Why? So apparently it's based on this Gemara, that's how Rav Soloveitchik suggested, that the Gemara says that Kohen Gadol Kol HaShana Kisrael Baregel Domi, that all year long the Kohen Gadol has to be Lifnei Hashem. Just like the Yisraelim have to be Lifnei Hashem on Shavuos Regalim, and it's the Chiyuv to be Lifnei Hashem that gives us the Mitzvah Simcha. So Lifnei Hashem that the Kohen Gadol has all year long gives him a Mitzvah Simcha all year long. The interesting thing, the Al Pi Pashtus, you should say that the Kohen Gadol has no Avelos. Based on that Gemara, the Gemara says, Kohen Gadol Kol HaShana Kisrael Baregel Domi. That's why he's Makriv Vayinim. So same as Yisrael Baregel, that the Baregel, Yisrael Baregel has no Avelos, so the Kohen Gadol all year long has no Avelos. That's the Pashtus. Yeah.
So would that be
fine? Okay. Same as should be. The same as the Yisrael Baregel.
Is that
Pashut?
That by calling
it's
the same thing. It would be the same
thing.
In other words,
if
Dvarim
Shebet Sinah. Should be. Could be even the Rama Mahoz that is not Dvarim Shebet Sinah on Yom Tov, would it be that the Kohen Gadol does have? Because by Chosin, the Gemara says that you have. Even though Chosin is also Karegel. Shebet Sinah Nishta is like Regel. But the Gemara says Mefurish that you have Dvarim Shebet Sinah on Yom. So the Rambam is made by Chosin that you do have. Maybe Kohen Gadol is also made.
According to
the
report, that Simcha comes from being with Me Hashem, so why is Chosin called Regel?
That's a good question. Why does the Chosin have a mitzvah Simcha? So I think the Mefurishim say because he has a Mechilas Avonis also. It's the same idea as Yom HaKippurim. Rashi and Chumash quotes that Yerushalmi, why did Yishmael marry a girl by the name of, what's his name? Esav married a girl by the name of Machlas Bas Yishmael. Why was her name Machlas? And Rashi quotes the Yerushalmi that when a chassan gets married, he gains a mechilas avayim. So the Yom Chassanas is like Yom HaKippur. That's what my question is saying.
In the second
wife?
Not only the first wife?
Second wife.
That's not born by Esav.
I guess so. That's what the pasuk said. The same wife. You should divorce the wife and marry the same wife again.
Yeah.
I don't know. Master Kushas. So the question is, how can you say the Kohen Gadol? How can the Gemara say the Kohen Gadol has no avelus that is like regular? The Mishnah in Sanhedrin that we quoted on Daf Yitres talks about Havra. Talks to say we should better have raw by the Kohen Gadol. Sudas Havra is a din and avela. So if the Kohen Gadol has no avela, so how does he have Sudas Havra? From some of the answer is that Havra is a different din. Havra is not a nihug avela on the part of the Yovel. Havra is a din of Tanchumi avela. That the friends and the relatives should be Mavrahim, they should be Menachem Yovel. That applies on Yom Tov also. Even though there's no avela on Yom Tov, but there is Tanchumi avela. You must say Tanchumi avela you have on Yom Tov. From some you should say that Sudas Havra. Sudas Havra you can have on Yom Tov also. Sudas Havra you can have on Yom Tov and Achal HaMoed also. Because Sudas Havra is a chelik of the mitzvah of Nicham Avel. Not a chelik of the Nihug Avel. It's a mitzvah of the friends and the relatives. Be Menachem Ovel, the Ovel, by being Mavrahim. Yeah, is that true? What Halacha HaMoed is that the din? Do you have a Sudas Havra on Achal HaMoed and Yom Tov and Ach? So Tosis Meit Kotzi, quotes a Machloikis Rashi, and other Mishayim about it. Rashi is not anymore. Rashi is not anymore. This is the machlokes whether Havro is a din of Tanchumi Avelin, and then of course why not? Or no, Havro is a din on the Yovel. Havro is a din on the Yovel that Suda Vishayna, he's not allowed to eat Mishalo. So mainly he has to fast. The din is no. If other people give him, so then he is allowed to eat.
But isn't it
that
the sinner?
Why is it done with sinner? Other people come to the house. Other people come. A lot of people, could be a lot of people around. That's the thesis in the end of my cook and quotes a machlokes to that. But you have a Sudas Havra of Baregel. See? And that chofim and aleph and loytot and divra maschol shekvan esaske boi berego. Tanchumin, you do have. Tanchumin avayam you have and falamoyd an yomim. The Maharit, quote on Balatosis, Maharit Rabbeinu Yontif Shapirish, Leinyan Havro, that you have Havro, Tudas Havro, and Chalamoid also, Cholek al Matzah Vitri, Shapirish B'Shem Rashi Matzah Vitri, is written by one of the Talmidim of Rashi, who wrote Rabbeinu Shemaria? Shemaria. So one of the Talmidim of Rashi wrote a Matzah Vitri. It's a Siddur, not a Matzah. It's a Siddur, and has all the, has a Nusach HaTfilah, and has the Dinim written in it. Shehoya Eimer, Rashi used to say, She'ein Oisim Havro Beregel, Hel V'Lekah Avedah. Leachar regel nami lo yasta havroa. Hoyel bat vasudu rishayna. So it's not like it's Rashi as quoted by the Matzah Vitri, as opposed to the Rabbeinu Yontif to the Maharit. Well, you have a sudas havroa beregel on that. So if you hold like the Maharit, then you have a sudas havroa beregel. Why is that? Because havroa is not a mitzvah of nihu gavelus on the yovel, it's a din of tanchumi avelin, that the friends and the relatives should cheer him up by giving him the sudu rishayna. But let's say he has no relatives, then he doesn't have to fast, then he can eat his own suda. Then he can eat his own according to the Rav Maharit. But then you understand that the Mishnah doesn't contradict the Gemara. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that the Kohen Gadol has a sudas avroa, and the Gemara might probably say that the Kohen Gadol kol hashem ki saw baregel dami, he has no avelus at all. So the answer is he has no avelus, but he has sudas avroa. Sudas avroa is tanchumi avelus. But if you all like the Matzah Vitri, that sudas avroa is not a din of nicham avelus. It starts off as a din of Niho Gavelus. The Ovil has to display his helplessness. What a sad state he's in, that he's not even allowed to eat Suda Rishon Mishlo. He's not allowed to eat his own food. He's not allowed to prepare his own food. Mela, since he can't prepare his own food, so the friends and the neighbors and the relatives have an obligation to give him a Suda Rishon Mishalahem. What should they let him fast there? So of course they should give him. But it's not as their mitzvah of Tanchumi Avim. It's a mitzvah of Milas Chesed, because he's going to starve otherwise. But it starts off as a din on the Ovil, because it's a din of Avelus. If so, then you have a kasha. How can the Mishnah say that there's a sudas avro? The Gemara says that there's no avelus. So the Achrayim say, right? So machloikis. The Mishnah and the Gemara. It's machloikis hatanoim. Whether the Kohen Gadol has avelus or doesn't have avelus, and that's the marker for the Rambam. That the Rambam paskens that the Kohen Gadol does sit shiva. The Rambam writes not only does the Kohen Gadol have avro, he writes he has regular shiva. Say, how can the Rambam say that it's against the Gemara Maikotin? So they say, right, it's against the Gemara Maikotin, but it's like the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. How can he what?
How can he have
a Mishnah? He only has a din of Yontif and a Gerta Makravainen, but it doesn't really have the full din of Yontif. It doesn't have the full din of Yontif. There are some other times that people are considered in the state of Lefnei Hashem. Sometimes you're Lefnei Hashem on Shalosh Rigol, when you enter the Azor, on Rosh Hashanah, when you blow Shofar, the Gemara says, Chilufnim Dami, on Yom Kippur, when you have Mechilat Avonos. And then there are other times when the person has a state of being Lefnei Hashem. When is that? The Chumash says that when Cain killed his brother Hevel, he said, what do you say? He realized that he's going to be punished. He says in Miponecho Esaster, he has to leave the presence of Hashem. Hein gerashto isi haya miapani ha'adama um Miponecho Esaster. Another passage continues, Vayetze Kayin b'lifnei Hashem. And he left the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does it mean? It was not based on English. What Gan Eden is the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means, Mipanecho Esaser. So the Ramban HaChumash talks about it, so he says no. That it means two things. It means Hakrobas, Korbanos, and Tfilot. When a person gives a Korban, he's giving Matana to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not like when he shakes the lulav. The Rebbeinu Shalom is watching everything that we do, but when the fellow shakes the lulav, he's not shaking and giving it to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Everything we do is in the presence of Hashem. When a person says Krishna, the Rebbeinu Shlom is watching, but you can't say that he's in a state of Lefnei Hashem. But when a person davens, he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Rebbeinu Shlom is there, connected though. When a person gives a korban, we assume the Rebbeinu Shlom is accepting his gift, is accepting the matana. So when you give a korban, and when a person does tefillah, then the person is in a state of Lefnei Hashem. So the Ramban says that was the punishment of Cain. Cain felt, Mifanecho Asaser, that his avera was so great, from now on he will not be permitted to daven, and he will not be permitted to offer any karbanos. And the pasuk says that's what he did. From then on, he never davened, and from then on, he never offered any karbanos. Is there any other time that the person is considered lefnei Hashem? But the Gemara says when a person learns Torah. It's also Shechina Yoshev is Kenegda. But Liman HaTorah also brings the person into a state of lefnei Hashem. That's why we have an interesting din in this week's Sefer. Yoshev Ledin is more so, right. Yoshev Ledin is more so than when he learns Torah. When he passes a Shaila. Usually people think not, but usually people think when you learn, you say Tokuli, Shim is Rabbah, that's the real lefnei Hashem. When you pass him, so the halacha says the reverse. When the person is passing, then the Shechina comes down mamash. That's what the pasuk says in this week's Seder. The Rabbanu Shalom gives a din that the Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine or intoxicating beverages when they're makruv korbanos. When they are in the state of lefnei Hashem, when they're makruv korbanos, so there's not a lot of drink. So the Gemara says this din applies not only when you makruv korbanos, it also applies when you're davening. That a shikar is not permitted to daven. A shasuri, shikar means mamish, that he can't even stand in the presence of the melech property. Properly, a shasuri means that he's a little tipsy, but when the melech comes in, he'll straighten himself out and he'll speak with derech eretz in front of the melech. So a shasuri who davened for the eved is good, no? Shikar even for the eved is no good. So the Gemara says that this din of Yayim Shecher Al Teish applies b'shas akrovis karbanis and b'shas tefillah, and also b'shas when you pass in shaylis. Ula habdil, ula horis is b'nei Yisrael. The Gemara says in Krisis of a horis means b'shas hayroah. When you pass in a shayla, so the mayroah hayroah, the rabbi is not allowed to be shas reviz al yor. If he drank a reviz yayin, he's not permitted to pass in. And the Rambam quotes this not in Hilchos Talmud Torah. He quotes this in Hilchos Bias Nigdosh. He considers it when a chacham is passing in a shayla, is considered as if he's entering the state of lefnei Hashem, as if he's in a certain form entering into the Beis Hamikdash. And the din is that one is not permitted to be a shikar, not b'shas when he davens, not b'shas when he brings korbanos, and not b'shas when he learns Torah, he won't be able to concentrate. When he passes, then it's the real state of lefnei Hashem. And then the Gemara says that although the other din of a korbanos do not carry over to duchenim, let's say a balmum, he cannot be makruv korbanos, he's permitted to duchen, unless he has mumin biyadav of raglo v'ha'am istaklim olav, and the people are going to stare at his hands. So then the Mishnah has a din that because we're afraid the people are going to look at his hands, so he shouldn't duchen. It's a different thing. And because the Mishnah writes a suffix that b'zman hazeh, he writes that in his day, the Kohanim started a minute to cover their hands with the talis, days of Gemara they never had that minute. In fact, some poskim are against it. Rank defendant and others are against the minute. So the Gemara says, when you panim duchen, you have to face the tzibu panim keneged panim. So he's going to have a kalas mapsik in between his face, or in between his hands and everybody else, and it's not going to be panim keneged panim. But because the Mishnah and the Mechaber quote that the minute is like that, that the kohen does cover over his hands, covers his face and he covers his hands. We still consider it panim keneged panim. But of course, if you are facing the kohen, even though there is a Dovah HaMapsik Bein Tai.
The Kohanim are allowed to look at the people?
Yeah.
But that's the question.
Yeah. They're allowed to look, but they're not allowed to look at their hands either. The Kohanim are not allowed to look at their hands, and the Tzibah are not allowed to look at their hands. That's why some Kohanim used to, they were different in home, but some Kohanim had a meaning. They would put the talus over their faces, and the hands would stick out. Why? That they shouldn't see the hands. The other Kohanim put the talus over their hands, that the Tzibah shouldn't see, but they're not allowed to look either. So they had to close their eyes. And others would put the talus in such a way that it would hang down in between their hands and their face, and then hang over their hands again. So neither they would be able to see their hands, nor would the tzibur be able to see their hands. This is all quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, the different minhag. It's in the art scroll too. I'm going to show you there's an art scroll on duchenim. It has all the quotes from the Shulchan Aruch, all the different minhag that are covering over. So the Beis Yosef writes, the Kesef Mishnah writes, that Bizman Hazeh, that the Kohanim started a new minhag, that they cover over their hands, and says maybe this whole thing doesn't apply. That the Kohen has a mum, the Yadav is not permitted to duch unless the people will stare at his hands. They can stare all they want, they won't see anything anyway if his hands are covered up with the talus. He has a suffix whether the Takanas HaMishn applies. Why? Because it's only a din de Rabbana, but Mikra Adin, even if he has mum in the Yadav, he's permitted to duch. There is no din of Balmum, that the Balmum should be possible to duch. And why? The Gemara learns it out from Sukkim. But this din the Gemara does carry over, that when the Kohen is Shasa Reviyas, he's not permitted to do Avayda in the Beis HaMikdash. And similarly, if the Kohen is Shasa Reviyas, he's not permitted to duch. That's why in Simchas Torah, in many shuls, they have the meaning that the Kohanim duchen to shacharis instead of to musaf, But many places they have the meaning that everybody makes kiddush after they get an aliyah. Everybody gets an aliyah from that place. And whoever gets an aliyah goes right away to make kiddush. It's a shail of shasa revias. So the kohen who drank and not permitted to duchen. So a lot of shuls they magdim the duchening to the shachris because of that. Then in Parshas Shemini you have all the dinim of the kosher and the non-kosher animals. The Torah says the dinim for the animals and for the fish and for the birds. So the Torah says for the animals, in order for behemoth to be kosher, it has to have malagera mafis parsa. If it doesn't have both, then it's not kosher. What does it mean malagera mafis parsa? It has to have malagera mafis parsa. Or if she comes from a family of animals, that's malagera mafis parsa. Not to mean it. The Gemara says, what if it's a kolud ben poro? What if you have a poro, bas poro, bas poro, bas poro, bas poro, bas poro, from sheshes medreshes, a poro? And then a mutation occurs and it gives birth to a gomel. A gomel bad ben paro. That's called kolod. Kolod means nishit parsos and plutos. A gomel ben paro. What's the halacha? Kolod ben paro. Kosher or osa. So it's a machloek is atanoim. And pcher is davov. And a balakamer. Those are from balakamer. Machloek is a pshimin says that it's also bachi. That you judge each animal on its own merit. It has to have its own malagir and mafis paras. It doesn't have. So it's also bachi. And the chachamim say no, that it's kosher. That since it comes from mishpachas malagir mafis paras, it itself doesn't have the simon. The simon in madir biyusha. It comes from such a family, so that's new. What if it would be the reverse? What if it's a gomel ben gomel ben gomel ben gomel ben gomel ben gomel? It gives birth now. The gemala now gives birth to a paro. Oh, the Mishnah says that for sure it's us. Everybody agrees that yaitzim and asim is also. Camel, the son of a camel, son of a camel, son of a camel, son of a camel, all the way back to Sheshes and Gracious, and then it gives off milk. So the milk of a camel is also. Yetzimina gomel is also. So the vlad of the gomel is also going to be also. The poro that the gomel gives birth to will also be also. But the Pischei Tshuva quotes in the name of Achrayim on Yeridei, and the Ezer Tam will it be also. Will it only be also mitam the Yetzimina also also? The poro of the last gomel will be also only because of Yetzimina also like milk. Or it'll be called the para bas gomel will be called the min behemoth male. Will it be considered a min behemoth male? Or no? It's a kosher animal. The only thing is that the ultimate answer is also a mashal. What's an afkamina? One afkamina writes for tefillin, right? One afkamina, this ketshuva quotes, can you write tefillin on the parchment of such an animal? So if you say just the ultimate answer, but it itself is basically a kosher animal, then you may use the leather for tefillin. But if you say that it's a mid-tamei, you may not use the leather for tefillin. So he's noita l'akel. He says that everybody agrees that if it has its own malagir, mafus, paras, avad, it's mutar. It's not totally Rav Shimon Rabban. Like Rav Shimon Rabban is, Rav Shimon says it all depends on each individual animal on his own. Is it malagir, mafus, paras, or not? The Rabban say either its own malagir, mafus, paras, or it can get a yerusha from its forefathers. Either or. But in this case, the Pischei Tshuva claims in this case, everybody would agree. If it's a para bas gomo, everybody will agree that it is a min tahar, except that it's also bachilo because it's a yetzim and osir osir. But the another machkimin, what if you'll shecht it? Will it be mitami dein veil? If you shecht the camel, it's not mitami dein veil. Sheik is not chal on a behemoth veil. But if you have a behemoth tahira and you shecht it, and then it happens to be osir bachilo. Let's say it's a trefo. Let's say some other reason it's osir bachilo. So it's osir bachilo. The shechit is metami dein veil. That's another nafkamina that Pischei Tshuva has. You have a few nafkaminas ladina. This is Machadish, he says ladina. And that's the halacha, that a para, bas, gomo has its own siman, has its own malagir, mafis paras. It's a bein Rav Shimon and bein Rabbanan. It's really even tohor. But both bein Rav Shimon and bein Rabbanan. It's also bachilu because of yaitzim and os. And he says all these nafkaminas. He has a few nafkaminas. What's the halacha of fish? That fish are only mutter again if they have two siman. You have to have Snap in the Kaskets. Nadi Yehuda had Pischei Tshuva quotes Nadi Yehuda, who quotes the Ramban HaKumesh, who has a din, that what does it mean, what is Snap and what is Kaskets? Snap are the fins and the Kaskets are the scale. Sirion Kaskasim, a posik in Shmuel. But he was wearing Sirion Kaskasim, he was wearing a coat of armor that was made up of little pieces of scales of metal to protect them. Kaskesis means the scale. So the Ramban HaChumash writes, Kaskesis means, he gives you the definition, Kaskesis means that if you take a knife, you'll be able to scrape them up by going in one direction. In other words, the Kaskesis is only attached on one end. What if the fish has kaskesas that are attached on both ends? The only way to get the, you won't be able to scrape it off like this. You have to stick the knife under each and every kaskesas and yank it out like this. Take off the whole skin. That's what a sturgeon has. That's what the Nadi Yehuda says, that's the problem with the sturgeon. The sturgeon fish has kaskesas, but the kaskesas are attached on both ends. So he says, la'aloch, and Nadi Yehuda says in the Tshuva that the sturgeon is straight, because that's not the definition of kaskesas. Ramban says the kaskesas, by the Pirush Amilas, by its translation, means that you can scrape it off because it's only attached on one side. If it's attached on both sides, then it's not called kaskesas. Then the Torah says, what about ofos? How do you know whether an of is tomei or tahor? What simon do you have? So the Gemara gives you simon. There's a sugim kulin. That's called the sugya of Nesher. Nesher is an eagle. So the Gemara there describes what is trait about the eagle. What are the simonim to know whether any given animal, whether any given oaf is an oaf tomei or an oaf tahor? But mechumish, you don't have simon. Chumash tells you this oaf is trait and that oaf is trait. You have to know, according to the halacha of the Chumash, leaving out the Gemara, according to the halacha of the Chumash, you have to know what is the name of the bird. Is it a nate? Is it a tenshomes? Is it a racham? Is it a hasid? Is it a duchifas? No, is it? We don't know what these things are exactly. So that's what the Gemara has it in. Oaf is nechal b'masoras. You're only permitted to eat an oaf. You have a tradition from your father who heard from your grandfather, heard from his father, from his father, from his father, all the way back, that this is an oaf, that's nechal. You don't have a masoira, then you're not allowed to eat it. Then you're not allowed to rely on the simon that the Gemara has. If it has claws and it has this, tzara shava, all the oafs that are kosher and trey are, the Gemara gives you the simon, how many fingers it has, and how many toes, and so on and so forth. So the Gemara says you're not supposed to rely on that. You have to follow the chumash. Oaf is nechal the masoira. That's the shaila on the turkey. The turkey is an American bird. And the Indians lived in America. There were no Jews in America when they had the turkey. So there was no masoira for the Indians. Whether the Jewish Indians ate the turkeys or not. So then when they started sending turkeys to Europe, it's Givon HaShayla, but he allowed to eat turkeys, there's no Masur. So several G'doylem said it's awesome. Amongst them, the Shalom HaKadosh, the Rabbi in Frankfurt, held that it's awesome. They quote in the Pesach Tshuva, and you're there, they quote, that his descendants are Yom HaZeh. That's what he said. The descendants of the Shalom HaKadosh are Yom HaZeh, don't eat turkeys. Many other poskim said it also. Shlomo Klieger has others.
The Gra,
I don't know. Now the pasuk held no, that it, since it's so similar to the, it's not the same as the chicken, but since it's so similar to the chicken, so since we have a masorah on the chicken, so that's considered nechal b'masorah if we want to eat the turkey as well. But that's a shayla and a din derais. It's not a leitzon, it's a real shayla and a din derais, nishka shayla and a chumra b'yalm. Those that don't eat turkey, don't eat because b'chashi said derais. What do? I don't enjoy turkey. I would say, give it to me, I eat it, but I'd rather not, because I don't enjoy it. Modern day poskim. Somebody just showed me an article yesterday. I hadn't seen it. There was an article in the Hamavasa from before Purim. Not before initially. But the modern day poskim, the modern Gedolei HaTorah. Wow. I don't know so many. I know a lot of people. I don't know so many Gedolei. So. I don't know. Very strange essay. A guy writes about Rabbi Sauli Berman. Sauli Berman, a good friend of mine. Very strange. A guy writes there, how can the Rabbeim know in advance what he's going to say, that they're unhappy about the fact that he's going to speak? I don't know. Apparently the fellow who wrote the essay was a young bocher. He must have been born yesterday. I've known Sauli Berman for 25 years. I know him. I know his sister. I know his brother. I know everybody. I know what he says. But Sauli Berman is going to say it. You don't have to have Ruach HaKadosh to know what he's going to say. And then he writes there, yes, a very strange thing, that Sauli Berman is considered by some to be one of the Gedolei HaTorah. I think Sauli would not be flattered if you would tell him that. He would feel embarrassed. He doesn't consider himself one of the Gedolei HaTorah. Nobody considers him one of the Gedolei HaTorah. The previous rabbi, Lincoln Square, is also a nice guy. He also learned a nice shiur, Rabbi Wiesner. He doesn't consider himself one of the Gedolei HaTorah. Nobody else does either. He's a nice rabbi. He's a good rabbi. I don't see. I know a lot of rabbanim. I don't know so many Gedolei HaTorah. They're growing in all the trees, the Gedolei HaTorah. They talk about the modern day poskim. How many modern day poskim are there? There are very few modern day poskim. Nope. Dying Rostov, that Tom Kocham? No, he's not a poskim. Well, I'm not a poskim. Tom Kocham? Huh? Rashon Shuk, New York, a lot of people write Rashon Shuk. Is it their poskim? Is it their Gedolei HaTorah? Not necessarily. Rabbi Shechter's Rebbe was a Gadol Bater. J.J. Schefter. I don't think he would be flattered either if somebody would tell him that they consider him one of the Gadol HaTorah. I don't think his father considers him his son one of the Gadol HaTorah. It's ridiculous. He learned by Gadol HaTorah. He learned from Chaim Shmulevitz. He was talking about one of the Gadol HaTorah, one of the Gadol HaDor. Chaim Shmulevitz knew Kol HaTorah Kulo. But J.J. Schefter is considered by people as one of the Gadol HaTorah. Cheapening the word Gadol HaTorah doesn't mean anything now. No, no. Very surprised. I just saw the article last night. I'm very surprised about it. The Chumash has a din regarding Kli Cheres. There's a chiddush that Kli Cheres is Yikavu Tumer Mitocho. Even if there's no mago, if you touch the Kli Cheres on the outside, then it's not Yikavu Tumer. But if you touch it on the inside, it is Yikavu Tumer. But once the Sheres is inside the Kli Cheres, then it's Yikavu Tumer even without touching. You don't even need mago. It's Yikavu Tumer Me'aviro. That's what the Gemara calls it. Yikavu Tumer Me'aviro. So the Gemara in Shabbos has a shayla. What if you have an Adam Tomei? Let's say a person is a Zava or a Zava, and he sticks his finger inside the Kli Cheres, like this. So do you say that if he would have touched it in the inside, he wouldn't have mitocho? So therefore, it's Mekabel Tumah Me'aviro? So the Gemara says no. Only if you dangle the Sheretz inside, then it's Mekabel Tumah Me'aviro. But if the Tomei puts his finger in, then it's not Mekabel Tumah Me'aviro. What's the difference? So Abchaim has a famous viewer in the Sefer Al Rambam, and that Gemara and Shabbos. So he explains as follows. That the Dover HaMetameh by the Sheretz is the dead Sheretz. So if you dangle a dead Sheretz inside the Kli Cheretz, the Dover HaMetameh is in the Avir HaKli Cheretz. But if the Adam Tomei sticks his finger in, his finger is not a Dover HaMetameh. His body is the Dover HaMetameh. The whole Nido, or the whole Zav, or the whole Adam is the Dover HaMetameh. If, let's say, the Dover HaMetameh, if I'm Tomei and I touch him, Amitami him, not because my finger is touching him, my finger is the Dova Hamitami. It's because Magad Mitzosa can Magad Kuloi. I am the Dova Hamitami. My whole body, from my foot, my head to my foot, is the Dova Hamitami. When I touch him with my little fingers, it's considered as if my whole body was touching him. That's the cloud that we call Magad Mitzosa can Magad Kuloi. But it's not that the figure alone is the Dova Hamitami. So therefore, Abchaim explains Pshat in the Gemara that if the Adam Tamei just sticks his finger into the Kuheres, Harris is not Makabal Tumah Me'aviro, because you don't have the whole Dover HaMetameh. There's a din of Maga B'miktsas and Kemaga B'kula. That's a din of Maga. But there's no din in Avir Kli Cheres that if you have a Miktsas Aver of the Adam HaMetameh inside the Avir Kli Cheres, it's considered as if the whole Adam HaMetameh would be inside the Avir Kli Cheres. There's no such din like that. There's a din, you have to have the whole Dover HaMetameh in the Avir. So if you have the whole Sheretz, that's the whole Dover HaMetameh. But if you have the finger, if you would cut off the finger, it wouldn't be Metameh. So the finger is only metame because magad mitzosik and magad mekuloi. You don't have the whole person climbing into the Kli Cheres. So that's why the Gemara says that it's not mekabel tumah me'aviro. It's the famous beer of Rav Chaim in the Sefer. And the end of Parashat Shmini has all the dinim that when a person is tamei, when a person, let's say, touches an avela, a person touches the sheretz, he has to go to the mikveh, and then it says he's tamei, he's the tamei ad ha'arek. The table in the mikveh, the tamei ad ha'arek. Why is he still tamei ad ha'arek? Isn't he toha right away after he goes to the mikveh? He's toha right away. So the Gemara says it means v'negeya to ma'isa sheni, he's toha right away. V'negeya to chulin, he's toha right away. But v'negeya to truma and kochin, he's still called a tvul yom, and the tvul yom is still tamei until he has his hayrav shemesh. That's the din of a tamei ad ha'arek. So this din of tvul yom is a din deraisa. Not learned that from the Pesukim. It says the Pharisee in the Pesukim that Tvul Yom in Atara is not permitted to eat carbonates and is not permitted to eat the Truma. What about the din if you have a Kli? What if I had a Kli that I was taught that was tummy? I was tabled in a mikveh, and then I have to have higher shemesh for the Kli. Why? The Kli is not going to eat any kokshim. The Kli is not going to eat my Truma. So what's the problem? But I'm going to put Truma into the Kli. And the Kli, while it's a Tvul Yom, is going to touch the Truma and passel a truma. So it's Mishnayis all over the place. So is that a din deraisa, or is that a din derabbanan? So Rashi and Kulin writes in one obscure place, and really Kulin, that that's only a din derabbanan. That the din of a tvul yom, that he's still considered tamei. The adam tvul yom is considered tamei. The gabi truma v'kotshim is only going to get to achilas truma v'kotshim. The tvul yom, adam tvul yom is not permitted to eat it. But if the adam tvul yom touches the truma v'kotshim and passels it, that's only passeling the derabbanan. That's how the Rashi writes in the end of the Pula. So the Akronim points out that it's against the Rashi in Seifa, but Rashi himself points out the Pasik. It says in the pasuk over here that if a kli is mekabel tuma b'mayim yuva, in pasuk lamed bay, b'mayim yuva, the talmei ad ha'erev nitoher. The last pasuk in shishi. So what do you mean needing higher shemesh for a kli? What do you need higher shemesh for a kli? But the kli is not going to eat, the truma is not going to eat kosher. So obviously it means for maga truma and maga kosher. So it's a beferish pasuk in chumash that it's for yom parcels truma v'kosher and not there. If it's true by the kli, it's true by the person as well. So the Achronim point out that Rashi himself in Sotah quotes this pasuk to indicate that the din of Tzvul Yom is a din d'oraisa, not only with respect to eating Truma V'Kodshim, but also with respect to touching Truma V'Kodshim. And the Rashi in Chulin is not Meduyah. Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Tazria has a very interesting comment. He quotes the Medrash Rabbah that why is it that first you have all the dinim of Tumas Bali Chayim, and then you have the dinim of Tumas Sodom, Ayolebes, and Zav, and Zavro, and the Zora, and all the dinim of Tazria and Zora. So Rashi quotes, Omer Abishim Loi, Yishem Sheitzi, Rosu Sholodom, Acha Kol Behem Achai V'yoi B'mai Sebereishis, Kach Tai Rosu Nisparsha, Acha Torez Behem Achai V'yoi. Just like when the world was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu first created Behem Achai V'yoi, first the animals, and then he created Odom, so too, when the Torah writes the dinam of tumah, first the Torah writes all the dinam of tumah and it gave to the animals, then it writes the dinam of tumah and it gave to the people. What's the parallel over here? So obviously the Medrash is assuming that there is a relationship between the dinah ha'tereh and the bi'ah shemayim v'aretz. The Medrash says in the beginning of Bereishis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stakel be'araisa boras oilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and then he created the world. That there is a relationship. Somehow people always think of the problem of Tzadik V'Ra'lo, Rosh V'Tovlo, that there's such a glaring contradiction between the religion and the ethical and moral laws on the one hand, as opposed to the natural law on the other hand. So the Torah tells us that there's no stirah, that we can't see the teret, but there's no stirah. So again, not only is there no stirah, they blend in together and they're mamish parallel. We assume that the Rabbi Shalom looked into the Torah, and based on the Torah, that's how he made the natural world. The natural world is mamish. An image is supposed to be an exact picture of what the laws of the Torah are. That's why the Rashi quotes over here. That's why in the laws of the Torah, you have the same order that you have in Riyah Shemayim Oretz. The Baruch Hu created the world in the same way that he has everything listed in the Torah. And the Midrashim say, how did Avraham Avinu know? Kol HaTorah Kula Koyim Shenitna. He was before Ma'amin HaSinai. And passing to the day of Rashi Shema Avraham, we call him Yishmah Mishmatim, Mitzvasai Chukosai, Vesoro Soi. What did he do? He only observed Bris Milah and Achnos HaSorachim. It doesn't sound like it. He observed everything. The Mishnah says in the end of Kiddushin, he even observed the din of the Rabbanan. The din of Mishmarti, Mishmeres L'Mishmarti, he observed the Harchok and the Gderes the Rabbanan. So how did Rav Avinu know all the din of the Rais and all the din of the Rabbanan? So the Medrash says he just looked into the world. If a person has a good head, he can look into the world and know all the din of. People don't have, people have shracha caps, that's to look in the Torah. People have good to care, they can look into the world and they can figure out that the Baruch Hu created the world based on the Torah. So you can see what is it say in the Torah based on what's in the world. That's the Rashi over here. The Rashi says that's why it's a medrash, the Rashi quotes. That's why in this parsha, Tayrosom, Shel Tumas Behem, Echai Veyoy Koidem, so this parsha Dinei Tumas Odom, because that's the way the Bria Shemayim Oretz was. And there's not only no contradiction between the natural world, the natural law and the moral and the ethical and the religious law, fakir, they blend in together, and one is patterned after the other. The natural world, the natural law, is patterned after the laws of the Torah. One of Chassidish Rebbe's said, most Chassidish Rebbe's were very holy people. No, I read the other essay on the bottom of this one. They quoted, they may have misquoted, I don't know, I have no time to go attend all the lectures. So years ago, I remember Rabbi Lichtenstein had a lot of time. Rabbi Lichtenstein used to attend the lectures and deal with the people who said things that he didn't want. He would give a homophoma. If I had more time, I would go attend all the lectures and see if they're right or wrong. I'd go give a homophoma. I have no time for it. So they quoted in the name of the speaker something about Rabbi Soloveitchik's position about the get and about the prenuptial agreement. It wasn't written over properly. It wasn't written over correctly. As if those who disagree with Rabbi Soloveitchik are disagreeing based on a minority opinion. The whole din in the Shulchan Aruch, we're learning Kiddushin this year, we all know, no? The whole din is based on a minority, the whole din in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Rambam quotes, is based on minority opinion. Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't issue any pesach on the case. He said he's not sure what the din is. He told them they should go try it, go ahead with the prenuptial agreement and see, and if a case will come up, then we'll be done to see what the din is. He didn't say what the din is. The other rabbanim were against Rabbi Soloveitchik. They said, that's not the way you do things. You don't try it, and then 20 years later, you see if it's working out or not. Rabbi Soloveitchik said, he doesn't know. Maybe you should try it and then see. It wasn't, he said it's good, and they said it's no good. Rabbi Soloveitchik said, he doesn't know whether it's good or not. What do you mean? The others are not, and the others are not disagreeing with the Rav based on the Shitas HaYochid. The whole din in the Shulchan Aruch is a Shitas HaYochid that's only Lachatchila. The whole din of the Ramah is L'chumra B'yalma. So either the one who wrote over the talk or the one who spoke misunderstood the whole din. Somebody misunderstood something or so rather, there's several major inaccuracies in the talk, the way it was either delivered or the way it was represented. So one of the great Chassidish Rebbes, think about people in the past. Think about people. I think about people that I knew who knew how to learn. I look around people today. How do they compare to the people from the previous generation? I mean, it's not just nostalgia. These are people who knew. You look in a sefer. You look at Shlomo Kugel sefer. You look in the Beis Halevi. You look at Rav Chaim. This man knew Kol HaTorah Kula. What do you mean? People today know Kol HaTorah Kula. There are people who know Kol HaTorah Kula, but it's not the rabbis from the Yosti yet. It's not the people who are making the prenuptial agreement. That's Ushtel. Unbelievable. Very, very, it's, there's a major discrepancy there on that page. The top of the page and the bottom of the page. A major misunderstanding there. So one of the holy Chassidish Rebbes from the past once commented that Batar Mamaris Nibra Ha'olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with 10 major principles. And there are Aseret HaDibros, which are the 10 major principles of the Torah. And it looks to us, to our naked eye, it looks Bizman HaZeh, as if there is a major discrepancy between these two. Between, because of the problem of Tzadik Rava, Rosh HaTovlo. It looks as if there's a contradiction between the Aseret HaMamoros of the natural world and the Aseret HaDibros of the religious and the moral and the ethical laws made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if they were given by two different gods, if one God created the world. And another God gave them all an ethical and religious laws. So it doesn't seem to correspond at all. So that's what the Pasuk says. We don't understand Ba'olam Hazeh, we can't understand this deal. But Lasi Lover, the Pasuk says, Ali Yosef, Ali Novel, Ali Higoyim Dechino. The Mishnah says, Nizmo Shir, Yoyim Hashab, it says Shir, it doesn't say Shira. What's the difference between a Shir and a Shira? So the Medrash says that Shir is Lasi Lover. Shira is all the Shiras in the past. There are 10 Shiras in Tanakh, 9 in the past and 1 in the future that are recorded. And when it says Mizma Shir Liyam Hashabbos, it says Shira. So it's a Shir Mizma Shir Lasi Lovoi Liyam Shekula Shabbos Menuchel Lachayi Hoyelami. And in that Shira Lasi Lovoi says Ali Yosav Ali Nova Ali Higoyi Lechino. What is an Osor? An Osor is a harp that has 10 strings. What's the significance of the 10 strings on a harp? You can have 11 strings. You can have 9 strings. So this great Chassidish Rebbe of Lanoi Delami, whose name escapes my recollection at this moment. This great holy Rebbe said that he thinks that maybe that's what it means, that the harp is going to play the blending in, the harp is a nigun, to play music, to blend in the 10 Asura Mamoris and the 10 Dinam of the Asura Sadibur that lost the love. We will see that not only is there no contradiction, that they blend in very well, but care that it's exactly parallel. Like Rashi quotes from the Medrash, it's exactly parallel. The Teva Ha'olam is exactly parallel. Exactly identical to the religious and the moral and the ethical laws. And Lasi Lava, we will understand that. And they will play HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shiris V'Shishbachas on a harp of 10 strings to indicate this this idea of harmony. Okay? But we've got to continue Chazara on Sunday. Sunday, I think I'm here, no?
Was there always a Masorah by Daz? Was there always a Masorah?
to Aaron his bathtub, he did the Zika. Because the Moshe had,
that Aaron only did, from the Dalar of Eretz Abraham, Shkita Kabbalah HaLacha Zika, Aaron only did the Shkita and the Zika. And the Kabbalah HaLacha was done by the Ne'ah HaLacha, the Yom Kiv.
The Yom Kiv and Aaron HaLacha HaLacha. That's the Rakhash's